What's up, y'all? We are back with another episode of Aisha Speaks Real. So, I know y'all like, what's going on? But we got a whole new everything going on. Whole new everything. All new vibes, new games. And I know y'all listening to the audio. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go do so. Like, right now. Like, just keep, you know, keep your YouTube screen on. I mean, keep your audio playing. And, like, go to YouTube and say, Aisha Speaks Real. And go subscribe so you can see what we finna do. Because the conversation we finna have is finna be...
It's finna be lit, man. We finna tell the truth.
It's finna be lit. Like, we finna see who really talking it real on Aisha Speaks Real. Let's get into it. Okay, so the first thing we gonna do is we finna write the topic. I hope I spelled it right. Relationships and money. Y'all ready for this conversation?
You wanna write that bigger?
I mean, that's fine. I like you already neat though. I like that. I like how you really like, you know, nice handwriting. I like the nice handwriting. So, I'm gonna put my little chalk up. So y'all, before we get started, I want to introduce the guest. We have Amon Powell again on the podcast here to discuss with us about relationships and money. So if you all have already listened to the podcast or watched the podcast on YouTube, you already know this magnificent young man. And when we did the podcast, it was first kind of like a startup kit to learn about credit. And so today we're actually going to talk a little bit more about other things that deal with credit. And so I love to do things like this because what I was just telling a young lady earlier today, because she was like, can you tell me more about your podcast? And I was like, yeah. So I was telling her, like, you know, of course on the podcast, we're going to have fun, we're going to entertain, but as well, we're going to be educating and engaging with the audience. And so, you know, when I was thinking about, like, the new environment that I wanted for the podcast, I was like, you know what? I think the chalkboard thing will be so creative. It's going to be energetic. And so that's why we got the chalkboard up, y'all. We've written, like, relationships and money because we want y'all to remember, like, we're going to talk some real, about relationships and money. And so, but to continue on what I was saying, so in that conversation of credit, we talked a little bit about, how, you know, sometimes we get in relationships with people and our credit may not be right, or we're getting into relationships and we're not thinking about that financial factor of it. And I think that this is like going to be a really a really impactful conversation for a lot of people, you know, and especially for me as being a young person. Like, I definitely need this because I feel like sometimes I don't think about the money and, you know, the relationship, because I'd be like, I want the relationship right now. And I feel like a lot of us women don't admit that, you know. And I'd be the first to say I admit it. Sometimes I don't think about, like, if I date this person, what their money looking like, because sometimes we just thought about having fun and that's okay. But then sometimes you fall in love, you ready for a commitment, and then it's like, ooh, let me make sure his pocket's right. And it's not about being a gold digger, but it's more like, is his life stable? Is he stable? You know, like, what's going on with him? So I think factors like that in this conversation is top tier. It's top tier. So let's go ahead and dive right into the podcast, y'all. But one second before we do, I know y'all see this beautiful art. Like, yeah. So all my listeners listening in, like I said again, make sure you go tune in to the visuals, because what we have here is Sugar Arts. She is an amazing black woman, creative, very artistic, and this is 100% authentic. This is 100% her art. This is no copied art. This is her art. She is an amazing painter. And I know that you, like I said, from you all being able to see this, that you all are already falling in love. All right, so now we're ready to get in. All right, relationships and money. I'm gonna.
It's good.
Mm. Ooh, they're cheap. They wine cheap, y'all. Let me start telling my beans. But okay. So let's get down to business, to the nitty and gritty. Now, remember when we had the podcast the first time, we talked a little bit, like I said, about money and credit and relationships. But now specifically, we're talking a little bit more about money and relationships. So can you give me like your viewpoint? What does that mean? Like, what does that look like when we talk about like money and relationships for somebody who just may not even understand this subject?
Well, especially in today's society, I feel like a lot of relationships are built on what people can do for you rather than that person actually loving you, if you get what I'm saying. So that's why a lot of relationships fail, because this person might look like this person on social media.
Right.
And the girl may have failed for him on social media just because of that reason. But then when you meet the person and hang out with them, it ain't all what it seems to be.
It ain't all like what they was portraying it as.
Yeah.
And so do you think a lot of times social media can play a factor in that? Because I feel like we use social media as a way too to gain the interest of people that we may like and kind of floss and show off things to get the attention of others when it's, like you said, when it's not really what it seems.
All right, social media plays a big factor, because you can be anybody who you want to be on social media and won't nobody know if that's really you or not. You get in these DMs, you see everything going on in today's society, and that's why everything is failing. Nobody wants to get married anymore. The age gap of dating is so huge right now. More people, the younger generation are dating the older generation. The older generation are dating the younger generation, just because how today's society is portrayed, and nobody wants to get hurt. But you have to pay your dues with relationship, just like money. You want to make $1 million, you're going to have to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Right.
With relationships, you want to learn how to be in a real relationship, you're going to have to get hurt in order to learn how to treat the person. When it's time for you to be in that real relationship, you got to know how to treat that person.
Right. I definitely agree. And so I wanted to ask you a question, because it was something you said that stuck out to me. It was two things, but I'm going to go backwards with asking the question. So the first thing that I'm going to ask is, you brought up the point about younger people dating older people and older people dating younger people.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a problem? Like, how do you feel about that? Because my man is 25 and up. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to know, like, what is your views on this?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Hey, I like the old women too, so I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm
with you when you're right. I'm with you when you're right.
I like older women because they know what they want. The younger generation, they're so stuck on city girls or ski ye or pound town that they're not realizing what they're doing in 5 to 10 years.
If you see me, then you know I see what's up. Ski. I'm sorry, y'all.
Nah, you good. But in about 5 to 10 years, all the girls,
I know he'll get me in trouble. He said I'm good at everything. Nigga, I am not good. I'm supposed to be skiing on that podcast.
Yeah.
Bye.
But with me, you know I'm a DJ, so yeah. I see a lot of things, and even when I do weddings, man, they say they still go cheat even after they get married. But
are you serious?
Yeah, I know dudes that said it at their wedding. And also another thing, man.
Wait, was this the 25 and up group?
Most definitely. He was like in his 40s, maybe.
Were they both 25 and up?
Yeah, most definitely.
You too old to be doing. He too old to be doing it.
30, 40.
He too old to be cheating. Nigga, you 40. If you don't go sit down somewhere and go to the beach or something and relax.
Hey, if he like that out here today, man.
He ain't no real nigga. That's relationships and money. He like on the other side, because he ain't even in this conversation. He like,
you know, DJing at these clubs, a lot of people that sit in these clubs or whatever they might be, hookah lounges, they're the people that's looking for love, looking for attention.
Yeah.
And they're looking for it all in the wrong places. And that's one another problem, looking for love in the wrong places. See, you're looking to be loved, but do you really love yourself first? See, in order to love somebody else, you need to love yourself first.
Do you love yourself?
And do you know who you are fully?
Do you know who you are fully?
And being the person you need to be in order to elevate.
I don't think he loves himself. And I don't think he know who he is. Who he is. To be continued. Next question.
Who, me? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next question.
I didn't
question.
Know you asked me the question. All right.
Yeah, next question. Next question. I'm going to refer him to a therapist. I do have my certification in mental health aid. So if you feel like you need someone to talk to, I charge $25 for consultations.
Thank you. $25. Hey, make sure she help business out there. You
know, most definitely.
Do a thing.
Most definitely. And now my next question was, do you see yourself getting married? Because you talked about the marriage as well. Before you talked about that man cheat, because I don't know what you got going on. But you said something about a lot of people, you know, this age, they want to get married and stuff like that. And then, you know, you got some that's just like, they ain't worried about that because they ain't city girls, hot girls, or the guys, they hot boys. You know, their minds are on a whole nother scope, really, in my opinion, of toxicity. You know, so what is your views on your life and how do you fit into this world? Because, you know, we're both still young too, so.
If she's the one, because women will tell you everything they want to need, you just got to pay attention. They'll give you all the signs.
That'll say that.
You just got to pay attention, and if you're not paying attention, you know, hey, they're going to start getting attention from somebody or somewhere else. Because another man,
you better say that on this. What? Okay, you better preach today, because I be trying to tell people that what you want to do, somebody else will.
Exactly.
And it's like, and even to that point, and I feel like this has a lot to do with this conversation too. When it comes to the independent black woman, I was watching a podcast with Million Dollar Worth of Game with them. They did a podcast with who was it? Carisha. They did a podcast with Carisha. That ain't her name, but anyways, y'all know what I'm getting to. They did a podcast with her. And she was just on there talking about how, and she was specifically talking about women, how women should want to be independent, how they shouldn't just want to depend on a man. Like, it's okay to know that, okay, I got a man, he gonna do this, he gonna do that, but you should want to be independent. Now, in my opinion, I challenge that, and no lie, because I know I would get, for one, I would get a lot of probably judgment from people from saying this, because they're like, oh no, we need to be independent. And I agree, because I know, like, I'm 100% independent. Like, my boyfriend, if he was sitting there, he'll be like, I try to help, you know, help her take out the trash. She's like, nah, I got it. You know what I'm saying? But of course I would let him do it, because that's his job. But just me being so independent, like, you know, if we was just starting to date, like, that's literally how I was. I was like, should I be doing this shit forever? Like, nigga, I don't need you to do that. Because it's like, when you are independent, it's like when you're doing something so long, it becomes a habit. But I think that a lot of times, like, when we think about the marriage, when we think about committed relationships, we forget that we do have a partner. And we forget that it's okay to let your partner do things. And, like, that's why I like to challenge that. Because I feel like, especially us as black women, and I feel like that's why black men are the way they are in some ways too, because we don't allow them to be a man. You know what I'm saying? And then that also goes back to the money side of it, because when you're independent, you got to think about financial necessities and things like that. Well, of course, also necessities deal with money, but you got to think about that financial aspect of it. And it's like, if I'm independent, I don't really need a relationship. I just need a ship with myself, because I'm a float my own boat. I'm a control this thing. And when we think about that money portion of it, you know, it's like, shit, I make my own money. What do I need a nigga for, you know? And so that's why I wanted to challenge that, because that is where that whole toxicity spectrum come from. We don't want a man to fuck, but he probably, or she probably, fucking whoever. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like the music we listen to, City Girl, Hot Girl, Ski E, it's like, damn, what are we really pushing for? You know, because it's like, it's a world with that. It's like, are we pushing for independency, or are we pushing for whole shit, you know?
Yeah.
And not to say it like that, and not to disrespect no artist, no artists. We do not disrespect anybody on this podcast. But at the same time, we are just referring to the agenda and the cultural traits that we see in our own communities. And a lot of times, certain artists, they will get on a podcast and they will say, well, what I'm doing is just art, it's just my creativity. You know, that's it. But we have people, especially young people, who don't understand, like, okay, this is just their creativity. It's just entertainment. And so it's like we mix the entertainment with, okay, I'm supposed to be independent, but I'm finna trick a nigga out his bag. I'm supposed to be independent, but I'm finna be doing some toxic tendencies. So now I'm TT. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what's really going on, you know? So I definitely think sometimes with that whole movement of being independent, it gets out of proportion.
Yeah, definitely, because independency can ruin, make or break a relationship, because sometimes some women, they try to use independency and then make it masculine, and men don't like for a woman to be masculine, because that's, society portrays men to be masculine.
Right, right.
Now, women, a lot of men don't like that when they see that. Even though she's independent, she popping shit, cool, that's cool. But don't try to be, you know, masculine and make us feel less than.
Right.
Cool, you doing your stuff, that's cool. I'm proud of you, sister, but, you know, be cool about it. Stay humble. Because my mom always told me, you know where you've been, you don't know where you're going, so always remain humble. You know, and, man, today's society with independency, it can make you or break the relationship.
Might be cool, look a little messed up, y'all. But it's okay, we're gonna be cool. So what I just did for all my people listening, I wrote on the board that we're gonna be cool. Because like he was saying, a lot of time we try to be the man in a relationship. Instead of just being cool. Relax.
Everything gonna play out. I'm telling you.
So, have you been in a relationship? And this is, you know, we're gonna start speaking in general. But have you been in a relationship where you felt like you were challenged as a man as it related to, of course, your relationship? When your woman wasn't being cool, and then it's like, when it came to how can this man support me? And I want to say it doesn't have to necessarily just deal with money for it, you buying something for her, but it can, because a lot of times it does. Like, well, what can you do for me? What can you buy for me? Have you ever been challenged by a woman where you feel like she put you out of that masculinity and she tried to be over dependent over you? I mean, you're over independent over you, and it was like she wanted something from you, but she didn't at the same time. If you can get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying. Alright, bet. Alright, so this was when I was coming up, learning my information. I wasn't working a job. I wasn't really doing anything. But learning information, DJing here and there.
Right.
You know, crazy part is, I told her how to drive and everything. She didn't know how to drive or nothing.
So you was really her daddy. I need a daddy.
Nah.
Look. I used to speak to real. We're going to tell the truth. We're going to be real.
We're going to be real.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's okay. You was daddy at the time. That's all. Okay. So, you was playing daddy. What happened after that?
We was cool. We met at a party. And, you know, we was hanging out every day. Then once I taught her how to drive, she up and got a car. Okay. Congratulations. You know. Once I taught her how to drive, she got a car. She went to the gas station. And, you know, she told me she had met this guy. And you know,
he didn't teach her how to drive, y'all.
He was older. He had more going than me, right? So I'm like, you know, man, all of a sudden, she just started acting weird. I'm an energy reader. I'm a DJ.
Right.
When she started acting weird, I was like, what's really going on? It was around this time.
Just come talk to me.
It was around this time about a year and a half ago. So when she started acting weird, I was like, what's going on? I was trying to test, you know. And she started texting me back slowly day after day after day.
Right.
So, you know, we wasn't testing no more. I'm like, all right, bet. What's going on? And she didn't tell me until about after a year later. a year later what was really going on when we started back talking. And it's the point that he had more going. He
I would have cut her off day one. I would have been like, you know what? Thank you. No, thank you. Yeah. I am done. This conversation is over.
She had moved in with him and everything.
She had moved in with this man?
Yep. And she was completely ghost. I didn't hear from her for like a year. I mean, I text her sometimes through that year just to see what was going on. And she would text me back sometimes, mm-hmm. not every time.
Now, I'm not going to say, because I don't know this young lady at all. And I don't want to say she's a bad person for doing it. But I feel like, and I don't know how y'all relationship was going, but I still feel like if y'all were at a point where y'all were talking, like, and I always tell people, dating doesn't mean you boyfriend and girlfriend. Dating means could be talking. You know, if y'all were actually dating, I feel like there should have been some kind of communication between y'all where she was like, hey, Amon, like, I appreciate everything you've done for me, but I feel like I've been talking to this guy, and I kind of like him. Like, I like him a lot. And I think I want to, I want to talk to him. I want to keep this going. And I don't want to confuse you or confuse myself by, continuing to talk to you or have you feeling like, oh, we still got something going on and we don't. And now you're just left in the blue like, what's really going on?
Yeah, and that's what I like to tell people. Tell me the truth, because I appreciate that more and I still have that respect for you.
Right.
Rather than you just up and ghosting people. That's what they know. They don't know how to come to people direct and be real. I like to be real with people because I'm going to be real with you each and every time.
Right. So my next question was, after you all spoke, after this long time apart that you all had, and she told you this information, was she still like talking to the guy?
No. Actually, he had did some. I'm not going to speak on it because that's not my business. But she say she cut him off completely, so that's what we're going to go with,
So she left you, cut him off, and then tried to come back, basically.
Yeah, because I had an effect on people.
What kind of effect you got?
Man, I make people feel loved.
DJ, won't you play this girl a love song?
I'll make people feel special. I'll make you feel loved and appreciated for who you are and not because of what you have or what you can do. I'm going to love you for you. You feel me?
Yeah.
And people...
She really needs to hear this freaking love song. Okay, y'all. I'm done.
People forget what you do for them, but they won't forget how you make them feel.
Yes.
So, I have an effect on people sometimes. I'm just... who I am, and I want to be that person, that's all
it is. I love that, but not for this. That's really good though, and I do believe that when you do have that effect on people, people will always try to find their way back in your life, especially when they know they did you wrong. And that's why, and that's the only reason I asked that, because it's like when a person know they hurt you, like you probably, let's just say you probably did something that pissed off hours out the way, but when a person know deep down, like I fucked this up. But y'all to just end, and whatever that, however and whatever they did to fuck up, once they got out of that, it's like, man, this person was a good person. Let me try to, go back to them. And it's like, you're like, no, we're not doing that. You're not going to enter my life after you left the relationship that I was trying to have because of money. So that is another key thing as we talk about relationships and money. A lot of times we find ourselves trying to complete what we feel like is empty because somebody is giving us access to something that looks good. That's just like when I used to go to the store as a kid with my mom. She would always say, "We get in this store, don't touch nothing. Don't you ask for nothing because I ain't finna buy it. And if you break some, I'ma whip a tail." Because she already knew she would have to pay for it. Or we finna have to hide it because we can't pay for it. And so it's kind of like that when you think about people. A lot of times we trying to purchase things and access things in our life that we really can't afford. And then when we get it, it's like, oh, I'm in debt, I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because that relationship, because of the money looked good, we took it and now we're in debt. And that debt is us hurting. That debt is us regretting the relationship, regretting the person we hurt. And then we try to come back around to what we should have did, and those opportunities don't never come back a lot of times.
But to come back to paying your dues, see, you gonna get hurt in life. Life ain't fair. Things happen. People gonna do what they gonna do. And it's all about paying your dues. So now in the next relationship, you'll know how to move. Yeah. So you can protect yourself and that person. So y'all won't waste time.
Yeah. I agree. But I guess what I was saying was more so like when it comes to the person you're talking to, like how y'all were talking or whatever, when she tried to access the guy or, you know, communicate with the guy who she thought had this place to stay, everything looked so good until it wasn't. And those are the opportunities that don't come around because y'all ain't talking today. You know what I'm saying? Like, those are the because people don't just come back around. Like, people, and I tell people this, people are opportunities. Like, people are your goals. Like, we don't look at each other as like, man, this brother next to me is really an opportunity for me to come up. And I didn't know negative way. And I didn't know I'm trying to get over. And I didn't know I'm trying to blackmail. But in a way of, if we work together, there's so much more we could do. You know what I'm saying? And even on that business level. Because I don't want everybody still watching this. Like, even though we talking heavy about, you know, relationships with each, with a spouse and stuff like that. We're not a spouse, we're not married. But with someone we're dating, it's the same thing with friends. It's the same things with business partners. It's the same thing with different organizations, people you partnered up with, partnerships. You don't want to hurt that person you trying to build with because you don't never know how valuable that person is. And as you sit here today, you accomplished so much because I'm sure y'all both, you know, around the same age, right?
Yeah.
You know, and so she wanted something that was put together. Until it broke. You know what I'm saying? Because just like Jack built the beanstalk came crashing down. You know? And so I think when we look at analogies and stuff like that and we portray into our life, it allows us to be able to analyze things better, make better decisions. But then I always say you live and learn. But then as we go back to talk about relationships and money, you know, and then with the toxicity portion of it, even like I said, with all kind of relationships, you want to make sure that you're not continually falling in those same traps. You're not making the same repetitive mistakes over and over again.
And remind you, I said he was an older guy. Remember, I told you
earlier,
the age gap right now is so it's so crazy. Yeah. And the reason it is because people want things to be so perfect now,
yeah.
So put together. They want this, the house, they want the cars, they want everything so fast. By the time it's time for you to have it at 28 and 29. By the time it's time for you to have that, you're going to be bored of it because you already done did.
You already done did.
Now, what's next?
Yep.
What do you want now? How can this person satisfy you if you already had it? You're used to it. Now you're going to be like, oh, that's nothing. It's like a slap in the face.
You know, I agree because like, I know when I was younger, growing up fast, I don't want to say I regret because if it wasn't for my mistakes, I wouldn't be the woman I am today.
Yeah.
But I do wish, though, that I would have just been a kid. You know, like, I wish that I would have... I wish when I was in middle school and high... Well, I don't want to say high school, but elementary. That I wasn't trying to grow up fast, you know. Like, y'all grew up so fast. And just to your point, like, you know, when I did actually get on my own, and I was just like, damn, this is what it feel like to be grown? And I know I probably said this on so many podcasts, like, I wasn't that person who was on her own and still had a mama there or a daddy there. Like, you know, so I didn't have my parents there with me. It was just me in this toxic relationship that I was in. And so, when you think about the generations that's up to come, I think it's so vital to their health as it relates to relationships. You know, as it relates to money, that we continue to advocate that it's okay to not be doing everything fast. Like, it's okay not to, like you said, not to just be trying to be in a house or an apartment. Like, just slow down. Enjoy life. Enjoy the fact that your parents can take you on a trip or let you take a trip out of the country. Those are beautiful things. Like, those things are priceless.
Right.
Because guess what? You didn't put a price on it. Your mama and your daddy did. But they worked hard enough so you could see and have a good life. And I think, like you said, again, we just try to grow up so fast and we miss out on those opportunities.
And then another thing, we want to be with established people rather than establishing yourself first. What I believe is you should at least save up $5,000 to $10,000 if you're 21. save up $5,000 to $10,000, live with your parents until you save up the $5,000 to $10,000. Then get your own spot. That way you won't have to be chasing a relationship for those reasons. You can actually chase it for the right reason. That way it'll be more established and more love for you. It'll be pure, exactly.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people today, they just are chasing relationships for all the wrong reasons. Now they're going from relationship, realizing why nothing is working.
Yeah.
And I just sit back. I'm the type of person to sit back and just observe and watch things. I'm not going to say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to let it all play out. And then when you're wrong and you know you're wrong, what you going to do? Are you going to apologize or are you just going to keep it going?
Right.
You know? And so, and that shows me your real character. Now I know your real character. Now I know how to move. When I see you, I'll say hey, and you know, whatnot. But hey, we're not cool like that no more. So.
Yeah, and I really want to take the advice that you are giving to the listeners. Excuse me, to the listeners, to the audience who's watching, because and I want to give it to myself because. And I'm going to get a little personal, you know, like me and my boyfriend, you know, I made the point that he's older than me. I can say that I feel like we did move too fast, you know, because we both made so many mistakes and we weren't established. So in this situation, it was more so like we were liking each other, you know, it was we were rushing to date and to live together and we clashed. Because we were moving too fast. So it's like sometimes it's not so much of you trying to chase a bag with a man, but it's more so like you trying to chase something that could be possibly there, but you want it too fast. And that is what happened with us. Like we were chasing something without setting our feet on the ground, without making rational decisions. And I can honestly say, like, if we made better decisions, our life would probably be totally different now. But at the same time, one thing I can say, like you said, if it's that right person, if it's that right woman or man, then if it's meant to be, it'll be, you know? And I feel like, even because we all make mistakes, you know, we all make mistakes, but I feel like in the moments of us making mistakes, like, if y'all can leave that mistake, because that's why I wanted to add this, if y'all can leave that mistake, and y'all can do better, y'all can progress, y'all could, wait a minute. Hello, y'all. I'm sorry.
That's rip, buddy.
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
hold up. Hold up. Yeah, we I can't even talk. Yeah, I'm trying to whisper. Okay. Somebody was talking about some rent money. This shit was funny as fuck. I'm sorry. This shit was funny. This shit tickled me. Yeah, this shit made me lose the train of thought. I was trying not to ear hustle, but this shit was funny. But anyways, the reason I brought that up because even though you're making mistakes, if y'all can come together as a couple, as one, as partners, and be like, you know what, we fucked up. We did a lot of irrational stuff, you know, we made some poor decisions, but this is the game plan. And one thing I can say, like, even with me and my boyfriend, like, we have, you know, we have sat down and talked, we disagree, and I was watching a speaker, and he was talking about the phrase of disagreeing to agree. He was like, he really don't like that because it's really like you're not getting nowhere. And so I told my boyfriend, let's stop disagreeing to agree. Let's just agree. Or let's just disagree. Because if we disagree to agree, we're gonna end up arguing again about the same subject. So there are things that he will tell me and I'm like, I don't agree with you. And I'm like, you know what? Let me get out of this negative mindset because sometimes it's something I could be rejecting that I don't want to hear. And so I listen and I'm like, you know what? You're right. It was me. I was wrong. I'm not listening. And then the same thing with him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so, I said that point to say that when you're in a relationship, whether it does deal with money or not, if you and your partner or your friend or your aunt, family, whoever, acquaintance, if y'all can come together and make a rational decision, although y'all may have made a bad investment, although things may have gotten ugly, if y'all can come together and be like, you know what, this is the game plan, this is what we're going to do, it can become better.
That's another thing in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Listening and communication.
Yeah.
Because today, they don't even want to talk no more. They want to block them. They just don't want to say nothing or just ignore it when they really care. But they don't show the other person that they really care.
I think it's pride. I think it's like a pride thing. Like, I think people have so much pride nowadays. And they be trying to prove a point that don't really be worth proving. Because it's like, bro, what point are you trying to prove?
You want your relationship or you just want to prove a point? If this is a relationship, we're going to have to make this work. We're going to argue. We're going to fight. Exactly. We're going to get through this.
Exactly. I was just finna say, like, one of my friends, we both just, you know, been going through life stuff. Kind of like when we talked, and he had been going through some stuff. He was just like, I just been feeling like you just been, you know, feeling acting weird towards me. And, like based on the conversation we're having now, I can't help. Like, you know, I have. I'm not going to sugarcoat it with you. I have. But I haven't been doing it for that reason that you may be thinking of. I did it because of this. I did it because of that. And we were able to have a conversation like two adults. We didn't agree to disagree. We agreed to agree. I came clean and said I was wrong. I apologized. He came clean and said I was wrong. I apologized. And we were able to fix the relationship and we were able to be cool. Because we both knew that we were both dealing with things that may have involved money issues that could have affected our relationship. So sometimes money could be their problem factor that affects their relationship. And so that what was really going on. Like, we both, like I said, had our issues going on, but we came together and we was like, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
She hitting the spot now.
That's spot on, man, because
money relationships, you can't beat it.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it, man.
And it's like, it don't matter what it is. These are two topics that's going to always clash. Like, they going to, and I don't want to say clash, but they going to always be important to one another. They like besties. Mm-hmm. Money relationships.
Because some people marry or date this person just because they got the bag. And they will tell them to their face, only reason I'm dating you, because of the bag. And
because of the bag.
And the fact that some people deal with that, some women see that on social media and think they can do the same thing. But it don't plan out how it's supposed to be. Oh, it's finna get real juicy. Because say if somebody, you in a relationship, they giving you 80%, right? Mm-hmm. But then somebody, you meet a new person, and they give you the 20 that the 80% not giving you. Ooh. And the 20 may be the money and the status or whatever. Ooh. Maybe the 80% ain't got. And you leave the 80% for the 20%. Ooh. Then you realize the 20% ain't nothing. So then you got to go back to the 80%, and the 80% don't want you no more. Man, bro. Oh, my God. And I say, that right there is how a lot of relationships
preach that, Robin.
And it's crazy to me, because how can you leave what you said you loved for something that you wanted? You know, they may be that what you love maybe could have gave you what you wanted, but you probably just had to be patient because they had to grow into that. They may be worried, wasn't ready for it yet, but they had to, you were the partner that they needed in order to grow into that. Now that you done left their side, now they have to find another partner to help and help them into that stage.
Right.
Man, oh my God. There's so many different ways it could go. But if I'm about money, loyalty, and respect. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't about that, man, it just, you know, it is what it is. And I believe in the power of love. If you say you love somebody, love them to the fullest. Don't just love them halfway because they ain't to your standard, you know? If you love them, love them. If you don't. Don't love because they don't have something. They might actually get it later on in life. And you might be there to get up with them. You just got to be patient, because patience is a virtue.
Steve, before we leave the podcast, y'all, I want to say something to that point you said. Steve Harvey said on one of his shows, I'm not sure which one it was, but it was a reel that I seen, and he said, sometimes men make mistakes. And he said, you might have a really good man who made a really bad mistake. And you might want to leave that man. But see, you might be throwing away a changed man. And so, when I made the point about me and my friend and me and my partner, and then when he made the point about that 80% who gave you everything they could, but that 20% just had everything you wanted, you're throwing away something that could eventually change. But see, without patience, that is a virtue, you will lose it all. Oh, y'all feel the spirit moving up in this room today. Y'all know we be preaching it real. So before you leave, before you turn off this podcast, you know, I want you all to remember that one thing, don't get in a relationship because of money. Secondly,
don't build your relationship off of money. It's okay if you're going into a relationship because they have money, but make sure you love them as well. Don't build your relationship off money. Right. Build it off of love. Yeah, build it off of love.
Yeah, definitely build it off of love. And another thing that he stated that we probably said so many times on the podcast, communication and listening. Those are the most two important things that relates to everything, literally, you know. But it's definitely important when you think about relationships.
Yeah, like relationships are very important. You want to make sure you're in it for the right reasons and in it with the right person. And whatever you do, be careful who you hurt. Because you never know what that person is capable of.
Look, I hope he ain't capable of doing that crazy. Because I hurt my boyfriend by accident. I wasn't trying to. I love you, babe. I'm sorry.
Just pray about it.
I'm going to pray about it, y'all. Y'all pray for me, please. Pray for
thing.
Me.
Keep God first in your relationship.
Yes, keep God first. I love God. God, I love you. Amen. Love God. Y'all, that is going to be all for today's episode. I hope y'all learned a lot, as always. I hope y'all take this podcast, share it with a friend, a family member, an acquaintance, your loved one, your spouse, maybe your toxic lover, because, you know, maybe you can help them to, you know, help each other. Because we want all y'all to be able to take something from every episode and leave with something meaningful. Today, we spoke a lot of real on the podcast. I mean, I can't say I didn't learn nothing. Until next time, I cannot wait. We got so much coming on Aisha Speaks Real. Y'all have a blessed day. See y'all next time. And be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed.
Be blessed. You know. DJ 2 Live out.
We out this thing. See y'all later.
See y'all.